Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. In a change of tune from recent days, the Upper Hunter regions have not recorded any new cases of COVID-19. However, the Hunter New England Health District has recorded a drop as well at 47 new confirmed cases. It takes the total number in the current outbreak to 1,815, with currently 1,102 active cases. It included 13 in Maitland, 11 in Lake Macquarie, 9 in Cessnock, 6 in Newcastle, 3 in Port Stephens and the Mid-Coast, and 2 in Tamworth. Chief Health Officer Dr. David Durheim is reminding locals now is the time to be mindful and limit the ways that COVID-19 can spread.
It's encouraging to see a drop in case numbers of COVID in the Hunter New England region. And we can expect that the numbers will oscillate over the next few days. Obviously, with the community opening up, the opportunity for actually coming into contact with COVID cases increases. So the power is now in all of our hands to limit the possibility of coming into contact with COVID.
As the warmer months start approaching, the Upper Hunter Shire Council have revealed new workshops designed to keep properties cool. During the last week of October, 5 online webinars will be available for residents with tips to making homes more livable in those hot conditions. The Cooling Your Home workshops will run through Beyond Zero Emissions program and hosted by Dr. John J. Scheel. Council General Manager Greg McDonald says it's a great initiative for locals to jump on in and prepare for summer.
So people can go to our website and register online there. Those workshops will show people some nice ways that they can retrofit or do adaptations to their homes or simple things they can do throughout the summer months to keep their homes cooler during that period.
And a pub owner in Singleton has been fined a large sum of money following an unvaccinated patron entering the vicinity. Officers from the Hunter Valley Police District and Specialist Licensing Police attended the Caledonian Hotel following reports the licensee was in breach of a public health order. The 57-year-old licensee and a 54-year-old employee were issued with $1,000 penalty infringement notices for having an unvaccinated adult in a high-risk facility. Following further inquiries, the licensee was also issued a PIN for not taking responsible steps to ensure unvaccinated adults were not on the premise. The Caledonian Hotel has been vocal on social media discussing their views on the public health orders. The hotel says they won't be invading people's privacy and asking for their medical status to enter the venue. Officers have spoken with the licensee and reminded him of his obligations under the Public Health Act.